Lars Larson. He is the nationally syndicated host of the Lars Larson program. And, of course, you can hear that right here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Monday through Friday. We're dragging Lars out of bed because it's 5:53 where he lives. Lars, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Tony. It's a pleasure to be with you. And actually, you're not dragging me out of bed. I get up this early because I have to head into work and get prepped up for the show.
Well, we wanted to get your take on what's happened so far with the primaries on the Republican side. Mitt Romney seems to be taking somewhat of a commanding lead. We've been following this story. As you know, he grew up in this state. His father was the governor of the state. What's your take on what we've been seeing?
I think what you're seeing is the great battle that we should expect to see, so that Republicans get a chance to see how these candidates perform. Frankly, Romney was my guy in the last election, and he failed because of John McCain. John McCain was a huge disappointment because he tilted too far to the left. This time around, I would prefer to see Santorum or Gingrich be the nominee. That may not be in the cards. Romney, boy, I'll tell you what, I know he says he's more conservative than Gingrich, but when I look at his positions on guns, on the right to life, on cap and trade, on global warming, and on Romney care, I'm really not comfortable with him. Now, I will tell you this, he'd be 100% improvement over the current occupant of the White House. But I do have some concerns about his, you know, his attitudes that government has a right to force health care on people, as it has in Massachusetts.
That seems like the anti-Republican point of view.
It is. It should be. And frankly, I would love to see Romney come out and acknowledge that government has no right, even at the state level, to force people to buy any kind of insurance just because government decides it's good for you. That line of thinking is really dangerous. The government could force us to do all kinds of things, and in fact, is talking about trying to force us to do all kinds of things. Last night on the talk show, I'm sure some of your listeners on WILS may have heard this, we talked about the fact that the U.S. government last year spent $230 million of stimulus money to try to persuade Americans not to buy perfectly legal goods. I'm not talking cigarettes here. I'm talking soda pop, potato chips, all kinds of things that are legal to buy. They've been deemed safe by the FDA. But here's our government saying, this isn't good for you. You shouldn't be eating this, on the theory that the government has the right to tell you how to eat and how to run your life because they're going to be paying for some of your health care. I don't want them to pay for my health care. I want them to leave me and the rest of my fellow Americans unmolested.
Lars, can Mitt Romney beat Barack Obama?
Oh, absolutely. Mitt Romney can beat Barack Obama. Newt Gingrich can beat Barack Obama. At this point, you know, the polls, and they're going to be a little bit more fluid right now because we don't have a GOP nominee yet, but I think anybody can beat this president. But it's going to be a fight. It's not going to be one of those, you know, landslide victories, because Americans can see that this man has not done the economy any good. He's not done our foreign policy any good. I mean, for instance, right now they're talking about how a way to get an early out from Afghanistan, and the military, the folks in the military are saying, this isn't based on the military. This is based on the fact that the president wants to be able to talk about how he got out of Afghanistan early, even if it leaves more blood on the ground.
How is Barack Obama going to get beat? He's got union support. He's got a lot of dough. He's got minority support. I just don't see a Republican candidate that has the kind of charisma and support needed to beat him.
You know what, I think we're going to have to do a job of educating the American public. For instance, on union support, should unions be supporting a man who turned down the Keystone Pipeline, which is energy for America? It's 20,000 jobs, many of them union jobs, and this man turned them down. Should unions be in favor of a man who has pumped billions of dollars into high-tech alternative energy companies that have failed right in front of us, Solyndra being one of them? But when you count them all up, it's billions and billions of dollars. A man who himself takes lots and lots of money from Wall Street and then pretends to be a critic of the banks. As for minorities, you tell me that minorities have done better in this country under Barack Obama. You understand that when the general unemployment rate is a little above 8%, the unemployment rate among minority populations can be double or triple that. and among young people is very high as well. We simply need to point those facts out and say you got to look past this man's skin color, which unfortunately guided a lot of votes in the last election, and say, what has he actually done for America? And then look at the monumental pile of debt that he's piled up. In the first 3 years of his presidency, $6.1 trillion in new debt for Americans. It's absolutely unbelievable, and it's unconscionable.
Lars, I got about a minute left. Rick Santorum seems to be a pretty bright guy and seems to be a Republican true and true. Why hasn't he gotten more support?
He's very bright, he's very capable, but he has two big strikes against him in 60 seconds. Number one, he lost a race for re-election in his own home state. That's not a positive. Number two, he's only been a member of the United States Senate, and typically Americans like to see governors because governors have actually run large organizations. Mitt Romney has that going for him as well, because he's been, so did Rick Perry, but Rick Perry's out. But Romney has at least the ability to say, I ran a state. And running a state is different than being a member of the Senate. As a member of the Senate, you can take a pass on all kinds of issues and say, oh, I don't have a comment on that yet. As a governor, if problems drop in your lap, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, you have to deal with them. Romney has that going for him. Santorum does not.
You can hear the Lars Larson Show Monday through Friday across America. You can hear it right here on 1320 WILS tonight at 10 o'clock. Lars, thanks so much for your time.
Tony, it's always a pleasure to join you.